You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. Sizzling Samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of Sizzling Samachar. I'm your host Nikhil. News first from Hollywood. In a recent revelation, it has come to light that American fiction actor Jeffrey Wright has joined the cast of the remake of Akira Kurosawa's 1963 crime thriller High and Low. Directed by Spike Lee, this Apple Originals production is set to begin filming later this month. The original film tells the story of a wealthy executive, Kingo Kondo, who faces a moral dilemma when his chauffeur's son is kidnapped. The film explores themes of class division and the lengths to which individuals will go to protect their own interests. Kurosawa is known widely across the film fraternity for his groundbreaking Japanese films, including Seven Samurai, Dreams, and Rashomon. Jeffrey Wright, who recently earned himself an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor, adds to the anticipation surrounding the project as he joins Denzel Washington in the cast. Additionally, Spike Lee's involvement as director and screenwriter further raises expectations for the film, given his track record of acclaimed projects like Black Klansman and The Five Bloods. Next piece of news, the latest heart-pounding trailer for Damaged reveals Samuel L. Jackson's presence. The trailer for Damaged sets a tense tone, showcasing religious undertones and brutal murder. The film follows Detective Daniel Lawson, portrayed by Jackson, who is haunted by a serial killer case from his past. When the case resurfaces in Scotland, Lawson gets a second chance to track down the murderer. Aside from Samuel L. Jackson, the film also stars Vincent Cassel, John Hannah, and Kate Dickey. Directed by Terry McDonough, known for his work on shows like Breaking Bad and Killing Eve, the movie promises to be a worthwhile with its twists and turns. Damaged is set to be released in theaters and on digital platforms on April 12, 2024. More news from Hollywood. Recent news reveals that the famous sailor cartoon character Popeye will be back on the silver screen. Created for the comics by E.C. Segar in 1929, Popeye is getting a new live-action version made by Chernin Entertainment and King Features. This is the first time the character will be seen in live-action since the 1980 movie titled Popeye starring Robin Williams. While the old movie failed at the box office initially, it has since become a cult classic. The new movie will be written by Michael Kahlo, known for his work on Sexy Beast and The Sopranos. Further details about the project are kept under wraps. More news, exciting news for Citadel fans as the universe originally starring Richard Madden and Priyanka Chopra in leading roles expands to India. The Indian adapted series by the Russo brothers featuring Samantha Ruth Prabhu and Varun Dhawan titled Honey Bunny is set against the vibrant backdrop of the 90s. Helmed by Raj Nidumuru and Krishna DK, the series blends spy action with a 90s love story. The show's creators Raj and DK, known for their hit series Family Man, aim to infuse dark comedy and engaging characters into this new project. With Varun Dhawan and Samantha Ruth Prabhu leading the cast, supported by a talented ensemble including KK Menon, Honey Bunny is set to captivate audiences with its unique blend of action, romance and humor. Bollywood news continues. Shahid Kapoor is set to star in the mythological drama Ashwathama, The Saga Continues. This marks Shahid's first venture into portraying a mythological character, and the film is scheduled for release on Amazon Prime Video. Ashwathama, The Saga Continues reimagines the legend of Ashwathama, an immortal warrior from the epic Mahabharata, in a modern-day setting amidst rapid technological advancements. The narrative follows Ashwathama as he navigates the complexities of the modern world, confronting formidable enemies in an action-packed storyline. The film delves deep into Ashwathama's psyche, exploring how he grapples with the millennia of human history and his perception of the world. This announcement follows the shelving of filmmaker Aditya Dhar's proposed Ashwathama project starring Vicky Kaushal due to budgetary constraints. Next piece of news, Anil Kapoor is set to don the action-packed avatar in the upcoming Prime Video film titled Subedar. The first look of the film was revealed during the annual Amazon Prime Video event. Subedar promises to take audiences on an adrenaline-pumping journey featuring Anil Kapoor as veteran soldier Arjun Singh. The narrative explores Singh's transition from defending the nation on the battlefield to protecting his loved ones in civilian life. Directed by Suresh Triveni, the film's screenplay is written by Triveni and Prajwal Chandrasekhar. While details about the supporting cast are yet to be disclosed, the announcement of Anil Kapoor's involvement has sparked excitement among fans. Next piece of news, Abhishek Bachchan, Nora Fatehi and Johnny Lever are set to star in Remo D'Souza's upcoming film titled Be Happy for Prime Video. The film, produced by Lizelle Remo D'Souza and directed by Remo D'Souza himself, promises to take audiences on an emotional journey. It revolves around the story of a single father and his talented daughter who aspire to perform on the country's biggest dance reality show. Be Happy highlights the extraordinary lens a father is willing to go to fulfill his daughter's dreams and find true happiness. The first look of the film was unveiled during the annual Amazon Prime Video event. Alongside Abhishek Bachchan, Nora Fatehi and Johnny Lever, the film also stars Nasir and Inayath Verma. The screenplay is crafted by a team including Remo D'Souza, Tushar Hiranandani, Kanishka Singh Deo and Chirag Garg. Last piece of news, it has recently come to light that an exciting lineup of Hindi movies is set to release on Amazon Prime Video. Among them is Chori 2, directed by Boman Irani, starring Nusrat Bharucha and Soha Ali Khan, which follows Sakshi's quest to rescue her daughter from a cult leader. The Mehta Boys, also directed by Irani, delves into the complex relationship between a father and son, played by Boman Irani, Avinash Tiwari and Shreya Chaudhary. Khauf, produced by Matchbox Shots, explores the horrors lurking within a hostel room in Delhi, starring Monica Panwar, Rajat Kapoor and Abhishek Chauhan. Bhumi Pednekar leads Dal Dal, produced by Abhanchya Entertainment, as DCP Rita Ferreira investigating a series of murders while battling her own demons. Lastly, Andhera from Excel Media and Entertainment LLP features Priya Bapat and Karanveer Malhotra as they confront a sinister force in Mumbai. With a diverse range of genres and star-studded cast, these films promise thrilling entertainment for audiences on the streaming platform. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.